suppose so, although...
Certain letters and words.
Yeah. About the stuff that they used to burn in lamps before they had electricity.
Well, that was coal oil to me instead of kerosene.
You still call it coal oil instead of kerosene? Does kerosene sound to you like more of a later...
Yeah, definitely. I think that's what I was saying a while ago. A lot of those things that people used to use in their childhood, they're influenced a whole lot more now by the general usage of the different term and word. Mm-hmm. But to me, it's coal oil. Yeah. It's according to what I have to think in my mind, the different words you're asking me there, what I primarily call them when I first heard the word, and whether I change now, see?
Yeah.
I'll use one and then the other, maybe one as much as the other.
That's true. Well, sometimes you can't tell.
When you say put a little coal oil on something, it'll work a little better. Something rusty, you know.
Well, what toothpaste comes in a
tube.
And what do you call a flat bottom boat? Not very big.
Well, it's a. It's either a skiff or a flatboat. A flatboat, though, is distinctly different than a skiff to me. One is flat, and the flatboat would be flat, and the skiff would not be flat-bottom. And if it wasn't flat-bottom, it's a skiff to me.
Well, what about the, suppose they've just finished building a ship, and they're, what do you call the...
Send it down the ways?
Or just one word, they're going to do what to the boat?
Oh, launch it.
Then somebody says, I just want you to pronounce this sentence for me. Somebody says, are you going today? And you say yes, and make a complete sentence out of it. Yes. Yes, I'm.
Yes, I'm going today, you'd say.
And substitute we for I.
Yes, we're going today.
And then they will be.
Yes, they're going today.
Suppose somebody's, you planned to go originally to Bardstown, say, and somebody says, did you go yesterday? And you say, no, I intended to. What word would you use? Not besides intended to. But I didn't.
Another word instead of intended to?
Yeah, something that sounds natural to you, some way of expressing that.
Well, you might say, oh, I thought about going, but something came up and you didn't go. You mean some sort of synonym for intended?
Mm-hmm. You ever say, I aim to go, plan to go?
Oh, yeah, aimed or planned. Or there'd be some words there.
Which one sounds most natural to you, or do they both sound aimed or planned? Sound natural?
Well, either one would to me. One as much as the other, I'd say.
Well, what about the this situation?